Curse. Maybe there is always a moment of knowing loss before it arrives, feeling the space we will leave already filling and welling up as a wave doubles back, rushing into itself, even as it pulls out to sea, easy to say from here, perched as I am in this wide field of far, where I study that fire making marks like wing prints in snow, where the rabbit tracks vanish into glittering blank. We lived a year on the heat between us, falling into tongues, skin. I never knew hunger like that on the streets with no queers. We walked side by side, not touching, the simmering between us polishing linden trees and jugglers at traffic lights, the snowy cordillera behind the city rising clear in a rain-rent sky. And towards the end, I felt us crest, felt that wave thickening into us even in the dissolve. We sat in the crowded cafe, not talking, our tongues fat and quiet and still, dumb as thyme and honey, mute as spoons. I think we barely touched fingertips under the table, half-filled coffee cooling in cups, din of talk around us. And under the steady hum of cars on the avenue, trees and their muscled slow language, and worms twisting under the grass, and under your tongue, your mother's curse sat like a stone. Worse than death, she said, and we were quiet and helpless as we filled into our bodies our breath, blood, yes, our love breaking over us more than we could bear. But what choice did we have? Some hollowing between us, inside us, some hiss of air leaving, even as it was rushing back in.